Today's Froggy 99.9, number one for New Country, as we do every Friday. Talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, brought to you by The Village Inn. Three new movies opening in Fargo this weekend. It looks like something maybe, a date movie maybe, and something for the kids, I'm hoping.
Well, you kind of got it. We've got The Purge Anarchy, which, of course, I didn't go to because, hello, it's super-duper scary. But you know that it's a sequel to last year's big surprise hit, The Purge, about a world in which there is no crime 364 and a half days a year, but for 12 hours a year, all bets are off and everybody's allowed to do whatever they want to do. You can murder, you can steal, you can do whatever you want. So this is part two, and you're on your own. We also have this week Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. And Cameron Diaz, let me just say, is gorgeous and funny and wonderful. In a so-so movie about a couple that wants to put a little zing back in their relationship, and so they decide to make a three-hour sex tape, or as one character in the movie says, that's as long as the Lincoln movie. They did the full Lincoln. So far so good. They put a little zing back in their relationship, but unfortunately they accidentally upload it to the cloud and email it to all their friends and family. So they spend most of the movie just trying to get it back. Now, I personally am not a huge fan of movies where the comedy comes from slapstick and humiliation and excruciating pain, but that's what this movie is. It's kind of like if Ricky and Lucy made a sex tape. You know, it's just that kind of over-the-top, crazy slapstick. Funny, but not funny enough. Also this week, we have got Planes, Fire and Rescue. This is a sequel to Planes from Disney last year. And our plucky little crop-dusting plane, Dusty, has gone from being a international race plane winner to being a fire plane. So he can't race anymore, so he decides to be retrofitted literally with pontoons so that he can work on fires out in the West. He's got a great voice cast, including Ed Harris and Hal Holbrook and Julie Bowen from Modern Family, but I thought it was just so-so. I would say if you want to do something with the kids this weekend, I would do the DVD route, watch Rio 2, which is out, and really that Christian Chenoweth character in that is one of the best animated characters of the year. Absolutely fantastic. Now, if you want something kind of sexy and spooky, then we got another choice for you on the rental front, and that is Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson doing her first ever nude scene in a haunting film about an alien. And if you can explain it to me, fine. I don't think you'll be able to, but nevertheless, it's still worth seeing. It's very well done. Some of it is improvised. It's very spooky, and Scarlett Johansson is terrific in it. We're going to be seeing Scarlett Johansson again next week. She's in an action film called Lucy that looks really good. Also, The Rock next week in the second Hercules movie of the year. Unfortunately, I will be at Comic-Con, so I won't be able to talk to you about it until I get back. But when I do, I'll tell you all about them and also about Comic-Con, which this year you're not going to believe who's going to be there. Betty White.
Betty White? Betty, oh, my goodness.
Betty White. I know, I'm totally excited about that.
I can always tell when it's Comic-Con week because the excitement in your voice now comes through loud and clear. And you make us all jealous because that's kind of on my bucket list to go there sometime.
It is super-duper fun. It's 130,000 nerds and geeks dressed up in costumes, and all the big movie and TV stars are there to greet them and let us know what's ahead over the coming 18 months. So I will be back with all of the news in 2 weeks.